Chris Gibson, I was reading something. You're a colonel, a PhD, a brilliant man. I was reading something the other day, as well as a congressman, I should add. I was reading something the other day that announced that the New World Trade Center was going up, and they had now reached the 100th floor. And I'm thinking to myself, since this thing, this building, becomes the prime target for every nut job and Al-Qaeda type case, who would go and rent an office in a building like that?
Well, you look at the history of the American people. We are a very resilient people, and we have never been one to be bullied, and we've never been one to shy away from challenge. I fully expect that you're going to see business that will want to locate at that building, and that it's incumbent upon us to make sure that we enact national security establishment reform that will actually make us safer. I think there are things that we could do right now, and in fact, I've sponsored some of it in the House that's already become law. I had an amendment to the Intel Authorization Bill that required the Director of National Intelligence to provide his recommendations on how we should consolidate the intelligence community. And ultimately, what I want to do is see it better integrated with the Special Operations Command. That's two different measures, because that's the way Congress is organized right now. I have to work the first half in the Intel authorization and the second half in the defense authorization.
Well, you left me behind. Maybe you could explain this all a little bit better.
Well, look, I mean, since 9/11, our intelligence community has increased threefold. And it has expanded to the point where, in my assessment, we do not even function effectively on many occasions. Let me give you an example. So in late 2009, a doctor in Africa called our country, and he said, you know, my son, I don't recognize him. He is talking stuff that makes no sense to me. He seems very radicalized. He's talking about the United States. I fear he could attack your country. And even though we got that call, it landed into our intel community, but it wasn't processed and analyzed, and it wasn't moved into an action arm to take preventive measures. It was only several weeks later that young man got on an aircraft. He flew from Africa to Europe. He got another aircraft, and he was en route to Detroit, and he lit himself on fire. And it wasn't our system. We've spent trillions on this system. It wasn't our system that saved us. It was the actions of one brave soul on the aircraft that put him out, put the fire out. And look, that's not to say we're going to take this down to zero. We're not going to be able to, you know, go into every situation, but we can do better. And I saw this firsthand. When I was in Iraq, I saw an arrangement with the Joint Special Operations Task Force and all of the communities, the intel community and other facets of the United States government, all worked together. They flattened the organization. They shared information so much faster and with more agility that allowed for very rapid execution of targets. And that was part of the reason why the security environment in Iraq turned over. That was part of the reason. I mean, part of the reason was the Iraqi people deciding that they had had enough of violence, and they allowed for these discussions to go on. And then part of the reason was we had enough security in place where the Iraqi people could actually entertain different arguments about the future of their country. But part and parcel to this was the ability to strike the leadership of Al-Qaeda. And that leadership was hit by this great integration, this effective integration between the intelligence community and the Special Operations Command. And I've been asking the question in hearings of our senior leaders, our four-star generals, our secretaries of various departments and undersecretaries, why is it that we're not able to elevate this kind of construct up to the national level? And I'm getting very receptive responses, and that's part of what we're working on. I was not fully satisfied with the report that came back from the Director of National Intelligence, but I was encouraged. He addressed information sharing in his report. He addressed budgeting in his report. And I think that that's a great first step. And with regard to the Special Operations Command, this is an issue where I'm continuing to work with the defense community. So I think that when it comes to the World Trade Center, part of what we need to do is make sure that we're continually trying to perfect our security at the same time that we're instilling confidence. We're instilling confidence in the people, instilling confidence in our business community, that we're doing everything we can to protect them.
Well, Congressman Chris Gibson, I want to ask you something. I just have finished a biography of Wild Bill Donovan, the first head of OSS and a precursor to the CIA. And then Hoover hated Donovan. Donovan hated Hoover. Nobody shared anything with anybody else. We've seen allegations of this all along. You just referenced information sharing. Are we getting any better at this, or is this just endemic to the beast?
We are getting better, but it's not yet at the level that I'm satisfied with. Let me give you an example. So I visited a site in Northern Virginia where a lot of the agencies send somebody to help cooperate. I have two issues. First of all, and by the way, that is going very well. But the first thing is that I think we could actually elevate the postings so that they would be more senior folks. And the second thing is
what does that mean? I'm sorry, elevate the postings.
Well, right now it is filled by individuals in mid-career. So it again, they're doing incredible work. And I want to state that again. But I think when you actually fill it with more senior individuals, it takes on a different perspective in all the respective agencies from where they come from. And the second thing is that a lot of the way this organization operates is by handshake. It's not codified. So all it takes is one strong personality to come to any given department, and they can stop all this collaboration. I have interest in seeing us systematize this, to actually codify it. And that's part of what the effort is when I talk about consolidating and streamlining the intelligence community and better interfacing it with the action arm so that we can ensure we defeat al-Qaeda. It is a very real threat, by the way. And let me say this, that while we certainly have al-Qaeda in Pakistan on the run, al-Qaeda that's in the Arabian Peninsula is on the rise. So there is more that we need to do to make sure that we keep our country safe and secure.
Would people always trade safety for civil liberties?
Of course, this is a fundamental question for our country. And, you know, I am a voice in the Congress for protecting our civil liberties, protecting our cherished way of life. In fact, since the first time I've been on this show, I've talked to you about that, when I talk about that third goal, it's protecting our freedoms and our cherished way of life. That means in the first order, respecting our Constitution and making sure that we don't step on our civil liberties. We certainly balance that by the need to protect ourselves from threats, real threats like al-Qaeda, that not only want to bring down our country, but they want to bring down all of civilization and then to rebuild it in accordance with Sharia law. So what that means is that we constantly have to be making assessment as to where we are on our civil liberties. And look, I do not believe we need to give up our civil liberties to protect us. I just gave you an example moments ago about how we could transform the intel community and the Special Operations Command to allow us to better fight the war against al-Qaeda abroad. And by fighting against al-Qaeda abroad, that certainly allows for the freedoms that we love and have come to deeply appreciate here at home.
Congressman Chris Gibson, always wonderful to talk to you. New York's new 19th, old 20th district. We'll talk to you some more very soon.
Thank you, Alan.